Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
And welcome back to the Mason Crosby Show. We are presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. My name is Mitch Nels, a.k.a. Thunder. Tommy Wirtz is here, and Mason Crosby is here on this beautiful Friday before a great weekend of sports and football. And Mason, I'm going to let you do the introduction. Here's Mason Crosby.
All right. Yes, welcome to the show, Coach Mike McCarthy, former Packers coach, Super Bowl champ, Dallas Cowboys for a stint, which, you know, it always pains all of us, but, you know, what a great time. Coach, it's so good to see you. Really appreciate you jumping on. I was watching you on McAfee's show. I would love to know what you're up to these days. I see you weekly on his show. So you still studying ball, still focused in on the football world. What are you up to?
Well, thanks, number one, guys, for having me on. Mason, it's great to see you. I'm enjoying life in Wisconsin. It's been incredible coming back home, and the kids are back at Notre Dame, you know, middle school and high school. So loving that. But just getting back in touch with, you know, life up here and, you know, in Green Bay and Door County has been awesome. It, you know, had a great summer. But yes, my days are full. I got time that's dedicated to football, and time number one is being a dad, getting to do the things, as you know, Mason, in this industry, you miss out on a lot. So I'm really enjoying the drives to school, the pickup to school, all the little things that you miss out on as a father for so many decades. So it's been great to get back, and but I'm keeping really busy, and it's been really cool to be home.
I love hearing that. Yeah, Coach. I mean, I was you know Molly, and I was, you know, I decided it's like, all right, my career's over. It was about 6 months, and she's like, you know, that's probably why I'm doing radio right now, because she's just like, hey, you got to fill your day with something. Like, it's awesome that you're taking the kids, doing all that, but it's like, let's, you know,
get off your
let's
butt,
see you
Mason.
Do something every once in a while. So I went over to the dark side. I'm doing this media thing, which a lot of your former players are doing now, mind you.
Yeah.
Like, this is, yeah, we got a big contingent of us, but I want to dive into a couple things, you know, looking at, and I heard you say on the McAfee show, and you know, seeing these reports, you're going to the game this weekend. So I'm curious, who invited you to the game? Was it your boy Aaron? Was it Steelers? Was it Packers? Like, where? Which way? Who invited you to this game this weekend?
Just very, very blessed to have friends on both sides of this contest. So it's I really, my plan was just to go back and watch it with my parents. So
nice. But,
our oldest son's going back. You know, I have nephews that are going, so I'm going to accompany them guys and just kind of slide in and slide out. Because, I mean, there's nothing like seeing a live football. I mean, I was so fortunate to be able to go to the, I actually was at the first two home games for the Packers this year. So it was just so cool to be a fan, you know, stand there and watch the game. And so I definitely want to take that in Sunday night. But yeah, I'm really trying to get back, you know, Pittsburgh being my hometown, really trying to get back to home to see my, particularly my parents and my family as much as I can. So this was really kind of a scheduled visit. So, you know, frankly, that's why I'm heading back, and I'll probably stay for a number of days.
I love that. Yeah, it's so awesome. And I always remember some of your stories from night before the games, talking about, you know, the bar and, like, you know, the fights in the school, you know, all the different things, the Pittsburgh Tough. And it's so awesome. And it, you know, the irony that Aaron now is playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and, you know, the connection that we all had, and those memories and those moments that we had together in Green Bay. A question I have for you is, I feel fortunate that I didn't have to, like, ever experience this, you know, playing in Green Bay all those years. And then whenever I went to New York for a couple games, I didn't, you know, play against the Packers. But what was that like for you? And what do you think Aaron's going through in this first time going up against, you know, your former team that you have so many memories, so many relationships, so many connections with? What does that feel like?
Well, it's definitely real, and I think we're all programmed to say the right things when you get in front of a camera or, you know, or get in front of a microphone. But I did see, I guess he made a comment, it'd probably be a lot different for him if it was in Lambeau, and I definitely agree with that from experience. So, you know, the emotional part of it is tremendous. You know, I know going back to Green Bay in 2022, that was difficult to walk out on the field, because that's when it really hits you. You know, you think you're fine, yeah, and because you have so much that you need to do leading up to the game, and you get into that game, you know, game day mode. But, you know, personally, when I went back, you know, when I went to the Cowboys, I would always go to the home games really early, and but I start doing it on the away games too. So it's just, I think after being out of football, I just love Sunday so much. My point is being, so I was at Lambeau, you know, I would go with the trainers and the equipment guys. So you're there 4.5 hours before the game. It was really cool, wow, because as you go throughout the NFL, particularly on the road, you know, you get to know the grounds crew. You get to know all, you know, their stadium people. So, because you're there so long. But so going in early at Lambeau was awesome, because, you know, seeing Scotty Peters and, you know, Justin Crabb and all those security guys that, you know, that we got to know over the years there. So getting to see so much of the, you know, just the local people was really good. And I really wasn't planning on that. And frankly, you know, Aaron and I had a chance to visit in a private location before the game, and that was important to me, and I think both of us, and I'm glad we did that, because you know, and frankly, it was like old times. I mean, it's I mean, we actually met a lot longer than I thought we would have, but, you know, but then he went out and played his ass off, so I don't know if that was the right thing for me.
Feel comfortable.
Too comfortable.
Yeah, no doubt. So, but so that was good. I think you need to embrace it. I think running is the point I'm trying to make, is, you know, you're that place is, well, you always be a part of that. And, you know, and Green Bay will always be a big part of Aaron's life. And, you know, and I think the pregame, or particularly, as you know, the pregame, the early time to go out, I think it'll be a special time for him, because he'll get to see the people, particularly the support staff. And you know this better than anybody, Mason. The guys in Green Bay are incredible. I mean, you got people been there forever. And so I think he'll enjoy that. But, you know, but once the ball snapped, you know, he'll have a little bit extra, and you know, because it'll be important to him to win the game. No different for the Packers to go in there and get this win. So, but I think it's going to be a great game. I'm looking forward to the environment. But, yeah, I hope he embraces it, because it's real. You can't hide from it. I did the same thing. And I know, really, actually, Dak Prescott and I talked about the game in Green Bay after the fact, like after the season. And I was always, and I think you know my mode, Mason, I never wanted to be a distraction. I always try to keep it always about the players. And Dak had told me, he goes, you know, frankly, I wish you would have got up there and just, you know, said, hey, F the Packers. And, you know, how important this was to you to win that game. And that was interesting that he expressed that to me after the fact. So, so next time, if I was Matt LaFleur, I'd tell him to go flip Aaron off and tell him to go –
Go get after.
Nice. I love it.
Enjoy it, man. No. I'm just kidding, obviously. But I do think there's a – it's important. And you do want to make sure you're emotionally right for your teammates and everybody involved. But there's going to be a lot of emotions run through his veins. I think it's only natural.
Coach Mike McCarthy joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. And Coach, as a follow-up to that, we've heard Aaron talk a lot this week about how much Green Bay meant to him and sharing all sorts of memories. He was talking about a game from 2009, I think, the other day, where it's like he still knew play-by-play, everything that happened. And he's talked about how this is not a revenge game in any way, where I think, you know, maybe when Favre went to the Vikings, we felt like there was a little more of that animosity than we're feeling. What does it mean to you as his former coach and having the ties to the Packers that you have, that he's taken this kind of like attitude of, you know, yes, he really wants to win this game and there might be a little extra juice there, but that it feels like it's been a pretty positive week in terms of the relationship between Aaron and the Packers?
I think like a lot of things in life, you know, when relationships come to an end, they all do. At some point in professional sports, I think the exit is a big part of that. And I think just the way he was able to leave, you know, and be a part of that decision and, you know, go on to his next opportunity. And now this is his third opportunity. I just think the emotion, the potential negative emotion, is not there. I mean, it's removed from the situation. And frankly, the Packers deserve that, and Aaron Rodgers deserves that. So I just think it's a healthy situation, and I hope he enjoys the hell out of it. And but I think it'd be naive to think that he's going to feel the emotion of seeing that G on that helmet across the field.
Yeah, it's going to be so different. I wonder if that's why the Steelers like chose to wear the alternate jerseys, like almost throw, you know, make the Packers go into their white alternate stuff. So it's just like, all right, there's no confusion here. Like, Aaron's not going to get up there and be like, oh my gosh, look at that helmet. That looks really familiar. Coach, you know, just even talking to you and thinking, like, kind of reminiscing, thinking back, I mean, what a great run we had. You know, it's with Ted Thompson setting up those teams, with you leading the way. I look back and I just am filled with so much gratitude with that time that we had together, right? So many amazing moments, so many awesome things. And then I did start thinking about this year with you not being in Dallas anymore, the Green Bay Packers making that trade with Micah Parsons. Like, we had a few big movements there, but you were, I don't think we were ever involved in anything like that, of that magnitude. So I actually kind of want to ask a two-part, like, what would that have been like, feeling that trade and like getting a guy like Micah Parsons coming to Green Bay? And had you still been in Dallas, what would your feel have been as a head coach? And it's like, you just traded away, you know, our best defensive player. I'm just curious to see, like, from that perspective as a head coach, what that might feel like.
Oh, that's a great question. I think, you know, first off, I think what you learn as a head coach and it's through trial and error, I know it was for me personally, is you have to separate the business component for the players and even the coaches. You know, we went through it as a coaching staff in 24. Yeah. But, you know, Micah Parsons was in a contract situation, you know, and we all had contracts, and everybody's situation is personal to them and with the club. You know, you've been through it, and so you have to respect that and have a high understanding, because until you go through it, you know, it's difficult. So let's not make it more difficult with opinions on both sides of the spectrum. I've always felt so. I've always believed that you have to support the player or the individual in the contract situation. And then obviously as the head coach, you're working for the club. So I think it's just a position you got to be, you know, operate with clarity. So with that being said, I was glad to see Micah Parsons get the contract, whether it was in Dallas or in Green Bay, and obviously he had some communication, you know, with the Green Bay people about him. So, because he deserved that contract. I mean, he has earned that. I mean, the way he's performed, you know, the first four years of his career, he has earned that contract. So on a personal level as a head coach, I mean, you always want to see your players get paid, you know, particularly, you know, when you have to wait and earn it and go through, because it is difficult. It's difficult on them. It's difficult on their families, more importantly. So I was happy to see that. But the reality of it is, for the Dallas Cowboys, it really, Mason, has put them in the realm that I was always preaching and what we lived in with Ted. I mean, draft and develop. I mean, that our era together is the blueprint. I mean, it's from 06, you know, all the way through. I mean, we that was something that we just really committed to. Now, we had our, you know, we had some great free agents in Charles Woodson and Julius Peppers and some of those guys that we sprinkled in. But the core of our football team that moved the needle on our roster every year was those guys that are already there, you know, fighting to get those second contracts, and you build it. And really, Dallas is in that mindset right now. So I think their roster is as healthy as it's ever been from a financial standpoint. There's been more second contracts done in Dallas in the last 2 months than there was in prior years. So their draft and develop, you know, mechanism has increased, which I think will help them continue to grow, because that's a young football team. I don't think people realize how young that team is. That's a young team, and now those guys are all in their second, third, fourth year, and some of those, you know, they got the two big contracts with CD and Dak, but you know, you got a lot of really good football players, and that was always our strength. You know, it was always exciting for me when you guys got that second contract, because you know, those are the guys I wanted to coach. We've already been together 3 or 4 years, and you know, and it was, you know, I thought that was a huge component of our success in Green Bay, because you know, you just go back to, and I think teams have to trust their tradition. You know, when you look at when you win in Green Bay and how you won, you know, we had 77 players. You know, I'll never forget ring night, you know, and you can only start the season with 65, 66 at that time, and 68 now. But so that means we had to go outside of our original, you know, group and bring free agents in season. And those guys came in and obviously helped push us, you know, into that playoff run and win a Super Bowl. So, my point is, you cannot have enough good football players. And how do you attain that? You draft, trust your draft process, and fight like hell, and develop those guys, give them everything, and then get that second contract. So I think that's where really the bulk of your team comes from. And you know, and Green Bay's been doing that for decades.
I love it. We got Coach Mike McCarthy on the Mason Crosby Show. Just talking ball, reminiscing, you know, diving down memory lane a little bit. But I have to talk about Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love, and their comparisons are wild right now. Like, I hadn't looked at it that close, but I saw some of their stat lines in their year three as the starter and how similar they are at this moment. From just kind of your breaking down film, watching the games, kind of looking at it, obviously, talk about Aaron as a young player, and then, like, you know, kind of what you see in Jordan Love and his development, you know, as he's been the starter now for 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, it's been really cool to watch Jordan, especially, you know, being here in Green Bay and you know, seeing the games every week. And actually, as I said, I had a chance to go to the first two home games, so good to see him play live. But you remember, you know, 08 was a tough year for all of us, you know, just the way – you know, that training camp went, and then I think we had, 10 games that came down to a two-minute drill, and we were 2-8 or something. Yep. It's been crazy, which was something that I think helped us, you know, learn from that. And I think Aaron went on to be, you know, I think he'll go down as one of the greatest two-minute quarterbacks. You know, I think that experience really helped us because we actually spent a lot more time on it after that. But, you know, so he had the 08. His initial season was tough. He had a shoulder injury he played through, which was pretty remarkable. Coming out of that Tampa Bay game and lining up against Atlanta. And so, you know, so he had those training. And I thought really 09 is when he arrived. I mean, I thought our 09 second half of the season, we were, you know, probably one of the best teams in football. If not, I thought that run, you know, after losing to Pittsburgh, in Pittsburgh on the last play to Ben Roethlisberger.
Right in the corner.
Man, it was a killer. But overtime game, I think, too. So, yeah. I mean, it was a – but we went on that run at the end of 09, and I thought he was played at an MVP level. So I really felt that he, you know, had that here we go, you know, moment that, you know, he, you know, because, you know, the 08 was his first year as a starter. And then 10 was a hard year. You know, the injuries were, you know, our injury challenge was monumental there in the early year, especially that, you know, the Washington game. I still remember the yellow card that they used, you know, I'd write down the names of the guys on that were injured, and it was the first time I had to flip it over and that names on the back. So, I mean, there were so many guys that went down in that game. So, So that was a really hard year for us, but definitely for him too. I mean, and yeah. You know, we had some big moments in, you know, the game at Atlanta, you know, in the regular season near the end, where he just played out of his mind, and you know, that just one throw he had to Jordy through his left in the corner end zone, still one of the many great throws that he's made in his time. And I think that obviously gave us tremendous confidence going back down there in the divisional round, in the playoff. So, but then, you know, then once we hit our stride into the playoffs, and he played at such a high level, and Super won the MVP, and then obviously 11 was his first MVP year. So, you know, when you see that ride that he had, you know, his first 3 years were not smooth sailing. I mean, he has some really tough up and down moments, as we did as a team. So I do think Jordan has seen some of those similar peaks and valleys, which is so healthy for him. And I think he'll be better for it moving forward. So I do hope he takes that next big step here. Year three would be awesome, you know, to see them make a run like that with him at the helm. But yeah, the numbers are scary. But when you look at the trend lines of, you know, some of the things they have to go through, the ups and downs, there are a tremendous amount of similarities.
Yeah, for sure. It actually, you know, it does feel similar there in Green Bay right now, like with that 2010 team, with some of those early teams, like try to establish a great run game, have defensive players that are elite and, you know, unique. I mean, that 09 defense was ridiculous down the stretch, right? I mean, they were so good.
The 10 defense is the best defense we ever had. 10.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean,
I think it ranked in the league. Yeah, so that was the best defense on paper, I mean, statistically, of my head coaching career in Green Bay. So sorry to interrupt you here.
Maybe. No, I love, like, because, yeah, that stretch of time was just, it was so unique. And then, I know, we could go back into all the, you know, all the coffers. I've relived a bunch of those moments on the show, you know, yeah. Where it's just like, oh gosh, like 2011 and, you know, 14 and all the,
no,
you
no,
know,
no.
The
don't even 16, mention, you know, don't even like, come mention on. Some of that, Mason, come on.
Yeah, just hardships. But, you know, we got that Super Bowl, we got it done. And that was so special. I do want to, you know, I want to ask about, you know, you said you're watching film, you're kind of doing some of the stuff. Is your goal to get back into coaching in the NFL, or, you know, is, you know, there's a trend of some coaches, former NFL coaches going to NCAA. Is that somewhere, you know, there was a picture of you at a UW Badgers women's volleyball game.
Yeah, coach, I got a question for
Tommy's
you.
Tommy's got a question
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, coach, I just want you to rank these three colors, if you could, for me here. Crimson, all right, Scarlet, and University of Wisconsin red. Which one do you think fits the best for you? Because I just want to know where you're at with the color red right now.
Well, this is the one of many things I love about Wisconsin. The pride here is as thick as it gets. There's nothing like it. And I think, you know, growing up in Pittsburgh, you know, you don't realize it until you leave there. Yeah, I trust me. I truly went there to see the volleyball. My youngest daughter, Izzy, just played on a national championship volleyball team in Dallas. Had a tremendous experience in that, you know, and we know what, you know, University of Wisconsin women's volleyball stands for. I mean, just an incredible program. Just the whole day was just, it was incredible for her and her friends that are also volleyball players. So that was
awesome.
Just a great day that they set up for us. But also, I mean, you know, Jessica and I have a relationship with the University of Wisconsin and Children's Hospital. So we're very fond of Madison and everything that goes on. Have such great respect for the university and all their, you know, and all their sports teams. I've had opportunities to go down there and see Greg with the basketball team in the past and so forth. So, I mean, hey, I think Wisconsin's University of Wisconsin is a great place. But to answer your question about coaching, I have to, you know, I think it's like anything, you got to keep your head in it, you know, and it's been fun. You know, I just have a couple of coaches that I'm a lot tighter group than I did the last time. Because in 19, we almost had almost like a half of a coaching staff here. Not that many guys, but it was full bore on. I mean,
basically running a full season schedule, right? Like,
we had cut up every Monday and Tuesday. And so, I mean, there's still things that I could use today that we never used from the 2019 McCarthy project. So, but I'm really taking a dive back into some of the things offensively I've done early in our in my career, because this league's about trends, but ultimately you got to fit the schemes to your players, and you know the flexibility within the West Coast offensive system that I've been a part of in 1989. I'm going back to that. We went a different direction in Dallas for all the right reasons. When I went there, Dak had been in been there since 2016. So I wanted to build off of what he established already in that current system. I thought that was so important. I witnessed Joe Montana going through the same system his whole career. Brett Favre, same system his whole career. Aaron Rodgers, same system his career. So I thought that was very important for us to do that with Dak, and I think it really benefited. He benefited from that, our 5 years. And I think it's, definitely helped him because, the quarterback's your franchise player. So, I think it's a smart decision to go that way to build that system clearly around them. So I'm getting more back in tune with, how we did it in Green Bay, but really, the system I've been in since 1989.
Love it.
So that's really what I'm getting ready for. The game management stuff, you're always seeing things happen week in and week out. So you check that box, add that situation and so forth. The head coaching, philosophical, setups that you have, and just staying in tune with that.
Do you practice on the kids there up there in Green? Like you practice on the kids at the house? It's like, all right, managing the kids is harder sometimes, or similar. I mean, it's actually similar. We're all just big kids there in the locker room, anyways.
Well, I hope you have more success than I am, because if my players listened to me like my kids, they would have fired me after the first game. Teenage daughters are a trip. I love every minute of it, but it's nice to get your chops busted all the time from your teenage daughter. So I'm loving life in that area.
Well, so obviously here in my house, I have five girls that tell me I'm wrong every second of every day. So it's just like, I just like wait to, till they ask me a question. And then it's odd. They ask me questions. And then whenever I give an answer that I thought they might like, I'm still wrong. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Dad, you're an idiot.
Exactly. All right. Well, we do our predictions for games every week. I know this might be tough, with the Steelers and the Packers, but what do you see in this game? Do you like watching both teams? Like, how do you think they match up, and what do you think the result's going to be on Sunday?
Yeah, I think this is one of the old school. I don't even know if they do this anymore. I know when I was a kid back in my dad's bar, you always look for the pick'em games, so you'd have to give anybody any points. I think this is clearly that type of game. I kind of felt this way when Packers and the Cowboys played. So when you get in these tight ball games on paper going in, I mean, Captain Obvious is the turnover ratio. That'll be critical. I haven't seen. Have you seen the weather? Has anybody seen the weather for?
It looks nice, I think. Yeah, maybe low 50s at game time.
Pittsburgh weather Sunday night. 56 and clear.
There you go.
Yeah. That's perfect. And as you know, Aaron's a great bad weather quarterback anyways. Jordan, they both, I think they both do a really good job taking care of the football. So, but I think, just watching the games leading up to this, I mean, just watching last Thursday, and I know Pittsburgh has a mini bye week coming off it, but, Pittsburgh's run defense is going to be challenged, and I think, that's something that they're going to have to stop the Packers from running the football, because I do think Packers do a really nice job of committing to that. And, Green Bay's, their weaponry in the perimeter. I love their perimeter guys. I mean, they have the ability to, attack the middle of the field with both the tight ends and the receivers, and they got dynamic guys that, just get the ball in his hands. So, and I think it really.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Helps Jordan. You know, he has to be, play completion football. He doesn't have to go try to get the ball to a certain player. You know, and I think that always bodes well. It's what I believe in, how you should play as a quarterback and try to get above that 70% completion rate. And if you watch Aaron last week against Cincinnati, he's definitely, I felt like he hit his stride of getting that football to all the tight ends, you know, the backs, and obviously Metcalf's going to get his 12 targets every game. So, you know, I think he's starting to hit his stride. And, you know, what I'm always curious too, when you sit there and watch him, is, you know, what his cadence is such a weapon.
Yeah,
you know, and now the familiarity now with that offensive line, you know, that I'm sure that's getting better each week, you know, as they go through the season. So I think this is going to be a hell of a football game, but this game's going to be about defense. You know, it's going to be about defense, and I think whatever defense obviously plays the best will win the game, because I think both these differently. You know, I think Pittsburgh's offense is obviously different than how Green Bay's going to play, but they both have showed that they can go north of 30, you know, pretty consistently now.
Well, I love it. Coach, I really appreciate you jumping on, taking the time. When I got that text this morning, I was so excited. And you talking about your coaching philosophy. I've talked about this a ton on the show. And great coaches coach their players, and they coach their players' strengths. And you're one of those great coaches where you look at who you have on your roster, you build it around them, and you make them you unlock the best out of everybody. So, Coach, I really appreciate you. Have fun out there in Pittsburgh, and go Pack, go.
Oh, thank you. You look great, Mason. Guys, thanks for having me.
I know, a little more gray, but it's the stress of all these girls.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
That's all Coach right, Mike McCarthy with us on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call. That's all. So much to unpack from that. We got to get to break. We will come back. We're going to talk some fantasy football at the top of the 1 o'clock. This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of our Green Bay Packers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.